We learned this week that in Manhattan Criminal Court in New York City, it is cold. All right, don't overdo it. Aside from anything else, you won't be able to compete with this guy.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room. Freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
Can we have some accordion to suggest that weird invisible accordion gesture he does with his famously tiny hands when especially agitated? We'll be needing it. For we learned of the suboptimal thermostat settings in the courtroom where the frantically invisible accordion-playing former president is facing charges of cooking the books to occlude his hush money payoff to a porn star with whom he cheated on his third wife while she was nursing his infant son, which does all seem quite bad when you say it out loud. Can I get some general muttered agreement? Anyway, we learned, as we so very often do when the 45th and perhaps 47th president is involved, that nothing is his fault, it's all everybody else's, it's just not fair, and let's keep the accordion going. There has been a lot of that, and there will doubtless be more.
But he's out campaigning. He's out campaigning, and I'm here in a courtroom sitting here, sitting up as straight as I can all day long, because you know what? It's a very unfair situation.
But we learned on a related theme that former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney may be experiencing a giddy rush of demob happiness as he approaches the end of his time in the US Senate and or has reached a zen plateau of complete disinterest in the opinion of Donald Trump and or Donald Trump's feral fan base.
I think everybody has made their own assessment of President Trump's character, and so far as I know, you don't pay someone $130,000 not to have sex with you.
Ooh. Go Mississippi, keep rolling along.
We learned, indeed, that we were living through what may be a golden era of former or shortly-to-be former American office holders feeling willing and or able to call it like they see it. We learned, first of all, that depressingly current Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi had signed off on April being declared Confederate Heritage Month, a hallowed and venerable tradition dating all the way back to 1993, which, while fully 128 years after the Confederacy got its lunch handed to it, was apparently insufficient time to get over it, and it would appear that little progress on this front has been made in the extra 31 years since. We did learn, when we looked into it a bit, that Governor Reeves has in fact got with the program to an extent, having signed the law which removed the Confederate battle standard from Mississippi's state flag in 2020, and that he generally seems annually to hope that nobody will notice that it's Confederate Heritage Month again. But we also learned that one previous tenant of the governor's mansion in Jackson, Ray Mabus, takes a somewhat brisker view.
Confederate heritage, really? The heritage that I think of the Confederacy is slavery, is treason, and is losing.
Elsewhere. We learned in sorrow more than anger that it was once again necessary to exhume the lone hit of large-bloused, bad-in-the-80s, new-romantic ambulance chasers A Flock of Seagulls, because we learned, and frankly not for the first time, that the European Gull Screeching Championship, held annually in the Belgian settlement of Depan, which we believe translates as The Pan, was here to furnish us with a punchline. The European Gull Screeching Championship has emerged in recent years as a sort of precursor to the Eurovision Song Contest, even though it is, of course, a very different event, as one is a parade of otherwise unemployable attention seekers shrieking atonally at a bewildered audience while wearing silly outfits, and the other is a gull screeching championship. You'd have been disappointed if we hadn't. We learned that 2024's overall champion was the first British person ever to enter. Specifically, 9-year-old Derbyshire lad Cooper Wallace, who performed in full seagull costume, lunged theatrically at some chips as part of his act, and, most importantly, sounded like this. While wishing to cast absolutely no aspersions on the splendid seabird impersonating capabilities of Master Wallace, who has surely here laid the foundations of what will prove a long and glorious career of impersonating seabirds, we, for one, Whimsical News monologue when comparing his presentation to the efforts of previous champions, such as Dutch contestant Jarmo Slutter in 2023... or inaugural title holder Reggie Latch, also from the Netherlands, back in 2019. Cannot help but feel that standards in this important discipline have been permitted to slip. Yes, you might say that the European Gull Screeching Championship has taken a... turn for the worse.
Boo.
For Monocle Radio, I'm Andrew Miller.